Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream. I still have a dream.
Stereo music power.
Yes, we all have a dream. You're live on BWD Radio with who else? Me, Ms. B. You can call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I will be joined by hip-hop and rap artist, K.O.B. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of, who else? BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. No commercials, don't do them, just the hottest indie music artists of today. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie. Music artists of today, because we support and we play all genres of music. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest on in, K.O.B.
Yo.
Hey. Now, is it universal? Do you have people calling you Cobb, or is it supposed to just be K.O.B.?
it's with the dots, K.O.B. It's an abbreviation. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, some people, they be getting, you know, they get be getting all funky and everything, and they be going like, oh, hey, Cobb, how you doing? I'm sure you get that. You must get that.
I haven't yet. It's my first time getting it.
Okay. Well, then be prepared, because, you know, we have Hicks. You know, there's Hicks out here, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. out in the back alley, you know. But anyway, I have your latest single, "Show Me." I have that ready on deck, and we'll spin that before you leave us. So I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna jump right in now. Tell us what inspired KOB as your stage name. You know, tell us where you're originally from and where you are now.
Okay, KOB is just. It stands for King Obama, and that just come from, you know, the Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas thing. I just was kind of influenced by that, you know, so I wanted to bring it to my demographics, where I'm from, Alabama, you know what I'm saying? So that's really what it stands for, King Obama. And I was born and raised in Tuscaloosa. I still, you know what I'm saying, reside in Tuscaloosa.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. So you're putting on for your state. That's what's up.
Straight like that.
Well, tell us how your musical journey began. What motivated you to pursue this career?
Well, I really just, you know, I started off just writing poetry, and that evolved into writing raps and just kind of kicking freestyles with my homies around the way, and just went in the studio one day and, you know, started getting studio time, just got serious at some point, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was telling me, you know, I kind of pushed them, so I just kept doing it.
Yeah, that's definitely a motivation. That's definitely motivation. And so for those that have never heard your music, can you explain your overall sound, you know, in five words or less?
Innovative, creative, informative, versatile. It's just me, you know. I'm just different, you know. I bring something new to the table. I'm a Southern artist, but I'm kind of lyrical. So, you know, that's basically it.
I don't know. I've always really liked our Southern artists. I mean, the North is cool and all, and you know, I just thought it was cooler, you know, like back in the you know, in the 90s, you know, 2000,
right.
You know, but you know, it just got to the point where the South was starting to stick together, and you know, the New York, you know, like New York and anywhere's up there in New England, it's like they would start to come together, but it was too. It just always seemed like they were too threatened by each other, you know, to come
mm-hmm.
together in you know, in too many ways, you know. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
so you stated you write all your own music. Now, where do you draw that inspiration from? I know you'd started to say you were writing poetry and stuff. So today, you know, what's your inspiration, you know, when you write in your songs? And what do you feel is your favorite part of the writing process of actually the whole project of putting a single together?
I'm just inspired by life, just every day, you know, day to day life. And for us, like, the best part of it, you know, I like to write, but I also like to produce. A lot of times, you know what I'm saying, I made all the beats for my EP, so a lot of times while I'm producing, I already be having, like, thoughts in my head of, you know, verses or hooks. So it's just, I just like the whole creative thing. I just like the whole thing, doing it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty dope when, you know, when an artist can produce, actually produce the beats and produce the entire track with the whole mix and everything. I just think that's awesome, because to me that takes a lot more talent, especially because you're creating the beat, and as you're creating the beat, like you said, you know, you already have some lyrics running through your head. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So who are some of your musical influences?
Oh man, several. Let me see. 8-Ball, MJG, Tupac, Nas, T.I. I like Mac from No Limit. It's too many to name.
Yeah, I'm sure there's many, because we all have music influences as we're growing up, and then also today, you know, and recently. So it's really hard, I know, to, you know, itemize that down to just a few, to just a handful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But if you were to say lyrically, who would you say would be your top musical influence lyrically?
Lyrically? I would have to say maybe Scarface or 8-Ball or maybe like a Nas.
Oh, yes. I knew you were going to say that. I just knew it. I just knew it because 9 out of 10 times, it's Nas.
Nas, man. That's that dude.
I know. It's like, I wonder if he even realizes how much he has impacted so many artists today and yesterday, you know, and
right.
I'm sure into the future. So, yeah, I was thinking you were going to say that. I hear Scarface too, but 9 out of 10 times I get Nas. So when you're not involved in all this music stuff. I call it stuff because I have to like shrink it down. But what's your favorite thing to do? You know, when you're not involved in all that.
I'm real chilled out. Sometimes I might go bowling or go to a bar, shoot some pool. You know, just anything cool, anything relaxed. You know, maybe have a drink, just cool out. I don't do too much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'll just be cooler.
All right, so you have yourself a little drink and you do the smart thing, you keep yourself out of trouble. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to.
That's what's up. Especially in this, especially in the music industry, yeah. It's just kind of like, especially like when you're doing shows, you know,
yeah.
the smartest thing for artists to do is to go do your show and leave. Just go do your show,
right.
Leave. Don't even kick it. Don't even hang out. Just be about your business. Be about your business. Do your show and take off. There's a few artists they know. That's exactly what they do. And it keeps them, I think it just keeps them out of trouble, you know. If you stay about your business, there won't be none. There won't be no trouble. So anyways, you released this new single. It's titled Show Me. What inspired this track title? And also, what can the listeners expect from, you know, the overall sound as well as, you know, lyrically on the track, the story?
Well, it's called Show Me, and it's produced by me, and it's really short for Show Me Love. And basically, I was just telling everybody, you know, show me love, whether you're in the hood or the club, show me love, whether you're a doctor or a thug, show me love, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know. So that's basically, you know, it was just my introduction to, you know, to the masses. Just want everybody to get acquainted with me, and it's kind of like it got a club feel to it, but it also got like a laid back feel, but still a club feel at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So
a little cruising music to it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's what's up. You know, it's either club, cruising music, street, or all three, or just two of the above, two of all the above.
All the above. Show me love.
Yeah. That's right, all of the above. So what's your motto or the advice that you live by besides stay out of trouble?
Stay out the way.
Right, stay in your own lane.
Stay in your lane, that's all I can say, you know. Strictly business.
There you go. Couldn't say it any better than that. So, you know, I have to get into the fun fact time, you know, because we try to get to know the, you know, let the listeners and let them get to know the artist and, you know, not just their music, you know, because it's important. So what are the five things that you can't live without?
I would say my laptop, shoes, clothes, my phone, and let me see, my kids.
okay, all right. That's right. And I'm sure they're in no particular order. Just the top five.
Oh, yeah. Top five, dead or alive.
All right. So where can we go get your music and follow your movement? Give us the goods. Give us the info.
Okay, you can go get the new EP at cdbaby.com/KOB23. You know, go get on there and check that out. And you also can follow me on k.o.b at gil_ill on Twitter. Holler at me. And also you can reach me at dunn208 at yahoo.com for any, like, you know, if you want a beat or guest appearance or anything like that. Performances, hit me up.
All right. What's up? All right. And what do you got coming up? You know, any other project happenings, a video or just live events? Just, you know, what's next? What's next for you?
Yeah, I'm in the talks of doing some shows coming up. I'll be posting that on my Twitter later on. I'm actually going to go back in the studio this summer to start on a new project. I've been producing lately, you know what I'm saying, just trying to feel what tracks I really want to do something to. And, yeah, I'm just working, constantly working. You know, I'm also making some tracks for some other artists, you know, so I'm going to be on their project. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to be everywhere right now.
All right. You're trying to get yourself out there as well, and that's good. That's good. So why don't you go ahead and take a minute. Do you have any shout-outs, or is there anything else that you'd like to share that we, you know, that we may not have covered in your interview?
Yeah. I want to shout out my hood, Lincoln Park. I want to say RIP to my little brother, Spud. God bless. He just passed a couple days ago, like a week ago. God bless. Everybody from the west side, east side, north side, the whole T-Town, anybody that'll play my CD or told somebody about my music or, you know, see me in the streets, just show me some love, one love.
All right. That's right. And speaking of show me love, why don't you go ahead and it was a pleasure chopping it up with you. Keep on your grind, and why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest track.
All right. Yo, everybody, this is my new single, Show Me. Check it out. Coming straight to a hood near you. Straight like
it.
It's that hustle music. And all the hustlers love, never.
right, all right. That was dope. K-O-B, Show Me. And you can tell he's producing his own stuff because there's perfection on that. You know, taking the bad words out. He cuts them out just in time, you know, so it's nice and smooth and not choppy. So make sure you give him a follow. Check him out and all that good stuff. Catch BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music station, players on site or mobile, bwdradio.com. Grab the mobile, download links, all right? You know, the usual, iTunes, Google Play. It's an awesome app. You can also check out all the past, you know, live interviews. You can check them out on demand as well. Or you can also check them out on our website. Either way works. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, BWD_Radio. And, you know, also BWD Magazine. We dropped May and June's issue, and that came out on the 1st. Actually, a day or two early, I believe. It's a worldwide variety music entertainment magazine. That's right. It dropped, and so it's always a free read. So check it out, bwdmagazine.com. You can also find a friend as well. Same on social media, BWD Magazine. All right? All right. Well, you know, also going to be same. Be sure to tune in and next Thursday, same BWD day, same BWD time. All right? Same me. All right. So be sure to tune in, and you'll be seeing see everything on the timeline. That's right. All the interviews. All right. I'm out of here. Miss V, she's out.